that not only is communion, Last Supper, Holy Eucharist, whatever your fellowship calls it, not only is that a celebration of his redemptive death, which I think is the heart of it, but it seems to me also an anticipation of the Messiah's banquet. Now, let me go off on a little tangent at this point, although I don't think it's so tangential. One of the things, I forgot I put that in there. There's always been a debate how many people were involved in this. And the place is so small. So there were scholars who were saying, you know, there were only 50 or 80. I read somewhere this week there were 100 of these people. There couldn't have been that many. Well, one of the finds they found after the Romans had destroyed this during the Jewish revolt, the Roman army came through, the people hid the scrolls, and then the Romans destroyed this place, probably burned what was wood and knocked everything else down. They found bowls that had been on shelves in near this dining hall kitchen area. And the Romans apparently had either just thrown a torch in and everything that was wooden burned, or maybe they knocked the shelves down. All those bowls came crashing down, several thousand of them in a pile on the floor. A lot of them, as you can see on that picture, still stacked up one inside the other. Now, it strikes me, I don't care how much you hate to do dishes, you're not going to have 3,000 bowls for 50 people. It just doesn't make any sense. So now scholars are much more comfortable saying this community must have represented a much larger community than 50. Maybe there were that many that lived there year-round all the time, but 3,000 bowls must have meant a much larger group. Anyway, let me take you to this meal and show you something. One of the things in the world of the Bible is that most people, ordinary people, middle class, lower class economically, when they ate, they sat on the ground. So you would sit on the ground and the serving bowl would be in the middle. But the wealthy and the Greeks and Romans that were now in the biblical land, they reclined at their feast. So the rabbis decided that it was appropriate that Jewish people recline when they ate Passover. Why? Because at Passover, in a way, in God's sight, we're all rich. We're all celebrating the Messiah's coming, or we're celebrating God's gift of the promised land and freedom from Egypt. So during the Passover, people would recline. If you remember, the Bible talks about John reclining against Jesus' chest at the Last Supper. Jesus was following that practice. Now let's go to this Dead Sea Scroll community and ask ourselves, is there a possibility that Jesus' Last Supper, as distinct as it was because he was the Lamb, so no other supper ever had that, of course, but are there some connections to this Essene feast business that could help us out? Well, the table at this feast, if you looked at it from the top, looked like this. I thought about having some tables up here tonight, but due to another commitment, I didn't get here on time to... If you looked at it from the top, it would be a row of tables like this, like this, and like this. That makes sense? And they'd probably be a foot or so off the ground. So you're looking at this from the top. That's not a table. That's tables in a three-part. Now, the people reclined around the outside of those tables, not in the middle. The middle was where the servers went, as best we understand. So the servers stood here, and the people reclined around the outside of this foot-high table, maybe on a cushion, maybe just on their robe. Now, the practice was to recline on one's left arm. If you've been to the Middle East, you know you never do anything public with your left hand. That's for your private duties that only you do. So if you're going to shake somebody's hand, you don't stick out your left hand. That would be a high insult in some places. That's not your clean hand. You use your right hand. So when you came to a reclining place, you reclined on your left arm and you ate with your right. Now try something. Assume, maybe some of you know about this already, so this won't be new. Where would you put the host at this three-sided table? See, I would have put the host up here like Grandpa used to do on Sundays. No, the host was right here, the second seat on the left. Why? I have no idea. Why would we put the host in the middle on one end? It's a custom. The honored guest, the number one guest, is here, and the second honored guest is here. Now, you know something about Jewish Passovers, I'm sure. Who would be the first honored guest